And I know it's a different age because I've had things spoiled for me before. So I wanted to warn everyone, I'm going to be talking about the finales from Heroes and 24 for a couple of minutes here. Okay? Now, I really don't want to talk about the plots that happened in Heroes too much, so I wouldn't worry about me spoiling anything there. But 24, if you're real particular about exactly what you find out when, then let me give you a couple seconds to get away here so that you don't get it spoiled for you. 3 minutes we're going to be gone. We'll be talking about this, so take 3 minutes.
Do you think it's taken them this long to get away from the radio?
Well, it's kind of the point. If they're still here, they just lost.
Oh.
See? Yeah, exactly. Heroes was great. That's all I really have to say about that. Make sure you go watch it if you haven't. Find someone who has a copy. I think you can watch it online. Phenomenal show. But you know I like to nitpick about things.
Everything.
And there was this really bad piece of acting last night. From Doyle. This is Silver Spoons guy, Ricky Schroeder.
Oh.
Are you a Ricky Schroeder fan?
Yeah.
Should you have been watching 24 this entire season?
No.
Poser. He offered up some really bad acting.
Doyle, we're gonna get you help.
The component was a fake. It blew. It blew.
He was getting this sub-circuit board in exchange for Jack Bauer's nephew. And he's like, there you go. Take it. And he's like, let me verify that this is it. He opens it and it blasts him in the face with some fire and stuff.
Ooh.
Ouch. Yeah. And 24 likes to make things happen in a ridiculous setting. You can tell the writers say, we kind of want to have Jack fighting on an oil rig. That might be fun. Now, let's see. Let's go back and see exactly how we can give him a reason to be on one with explosions and stuff. I don't know how we would do
it. I want you to get me the names and locations of every offshore oil platform within a 10-mile radius.
Why? What do you think?
My father's company, BXJ, has shelter corporations. They owned oil leases up and down the coast. He didn't pick this location at random.
Nice. All right. Makes sense. Now that ridiculous setting can pay off. And then we have Bill Buchanan. This is nice. He's very heroic here, making a stand in probably the cheesiest way possible.
Look, I realize he's your nephew.
I'm not going to do something because he's my nephew. I'm going to do something because he's an innocent kid being written off of some kind of an acceptable loss. It's wrong. Nadia has ordered us back to CTU in Chopper 1. I'm going to take it.
I'll fly. You prepped the weapons. It's been a while, but I can get us to the platform. With any luck, I might even be able to get us back.
You don't need to do this, Bill.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. It still was a great episode. I mean, 2 hours to show and I only found 3 ridiculous clips from 24. So, congrats, Keith. You did it. All right, now let's see, get people joining us back again. Turning up the radio. Welcome back. Enjoy 24.